A.W. Tozer once wrote, "To be right, we must think worthily of God. It is morally imperative that we purge from our minds all ignoble concepts of the deity and let him be the God in our minds that he is in his universe. The Christian religion has to do with God and man, but its focal point is God, not man." What Tozer is commenting on is low views of God. They are dangerous. They can have eternal consequences, my friends. God made man in his image, but sadly, man has sought to return the favor, creating God in his image. And God says in Psalm 50, verse 21, "You thought I was exactly like you." And our holy Creator is not pleased. Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel from Heart City Church. Today we're looking at Psalm 50, which begins, "The Mighty One, God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages. He summons the heavens above and the earth that he may judge his people." This psalm is what we would call a theophany, where Almighty God appears before mankind in all his glory. His coming brings with it, did you hear that? A devouring fire and a raging storm. It's a scene meant to awaken those who are religious, but whose minds have become dull to the reality of God, the only reality that matters. God created us unique out of all his created beings to glorify him, to love him with our whole being and our neighbor as ourself. And how well do we do at that? Not so good. And our consciences, they tell us we fall short. So what do? Too often we try to buy God off, thinking we can give him something of value to get him off our backs. Or maybe if we give to charity or if we do a good deed, maybe that will please God, get him off our backs. That is what Israel came to think. God had given them a system of sacrifices to atone for, to cover their sin and their shame. God said an animal could be killed, its blood shed, and it would take away the guilt from the sinner. But instead of recognizing that this was a picture of the horror of their treason against Almighty God, and God's provision of a sacrificial system was a means to be forgiven so they could move back towards God and they could learn to hate their sin and trust God, Israel began to see sacrifices as a transaction to buy God off, as though God had need of a sacrifice. Sacrifices had become a cold transaction to appease a God who was like them. And listen to God's response, verse 7. "Listen, my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, Israel. I am God, your God. I bring no charges against you concerning your sacrifices or concerning your burnt offerings which are ever before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens. For every animal of the forest is mine and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains and the insects in the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you. For the world is mine and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High and call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me." You see in those first verses how ridiculous their thoughts were? First, God makes very clear he has no needs. Need is a creature word. If God had any needs, he would cease to be God, and the thing he needed would become God. We have to see that God is the uncreated one, and entirely unlike us, even though we were made in his image. He made us. We must not lower God to our level. Second, the sacrifices they were using to buy off God were already God's. God says, "The world is mine and all that is in it." Dane Ortlund writes, "We can never benefit God. He can only benefit us. God does not want our empty ritual. He wants our hearts. God does not ask us to give Him gifts. He asks us to give Him ourselves. God does not want the aroma of burning animals. He wants the aroma of heartfelt thanksgiving. Friends, God does not need us, but God does want us. That is the good news, my friend. In fact, God provided all we needed in the sending of His Son, Jesus, who became the final sacrifice so we would no longer need to bring any animals to be slaughtered when we mess up. God has provided all we need in His own Son. And we glorify God when we call out for forgiveness and when we thank Him for all He's done. We honor God when we move towards Him in gratitude like children to a father. But gospel gratitude only takes place when we see how bad our situation is as sinners before an almighty, holy God, and come to see how great God is in that He needed nothing, and yet He gave us everything. Tozer writes, "The gospel can lift this destroying burden from the mind, give beauty for ashes, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. But unless the weight of the burden is felt, the gospel can mean nothing to the man, and until he sees a vision of God high and lifted up, there will be no woe and no burden. Low views of God destroy the gospel for all who hold them." My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.